This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. A group of artisans and weavers from the northeastern states today called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. During the interaction, artisans and weavers shared their experience of working for the at-home reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan and expressed gratitude for providing them a platform to showcase their talents. Addressing the artisans, President Murmu emphasized the need to provide support for artisans and weavers so that their artistic knowledge reaches as many people as possible and they can become self-reliant. The president commended the artisans and weavers for preserving and protecting the cultural heritage. She said that the artisans and weavers are the shining example of the living heritage of the nation and urged them to pass on these invaluable traditions to the younger generation. The third India-Nordic summit began in Norwegian capital Oslo today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with the Prime Ministers of Norway, Sweden, Iceland, Denmark and Finland, is participating in the summit at the Oslo City Hall. The areas in focus are tech and invention, innovation, sustainability, renewable energy and digitization, with trade and economic partnership agreement TEPA in force since October 2025. The summit will try to forge deeper trade and investment linkages. India's bilateral trade with this bloc is currently at $19 billion. The summit will help expand India's multifaceted cooperation with the region. It will also provide an opportunity to exchange views on global and regional issues of mutual interest. Before the summit, PM Modi held bilateral meetings with the PM of Iceland, Kristján Frosadóttir, PM of Finland, Petteri Orpo, and PM of Denmark, Mette Frederiksen. Governor Kati Parnaik has called for greater augmentation of micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, in the state, while stating that MSMEs can become a strong pillar of Arunachal Pradesh's socio-economic development. Interacting with MD and CEO of Ishan International, Santanu Srivastava, who leads strategic partnerships with state and central governments in empowering MSMEs in India, at New Delhi today, the governor said Arunachal Pradesh, with its rich natural resources, tribal crafts, organic farming potential, forest produce, tourism opportunities and unique cultural heritage, offers immense scope for entrepreneurship and local enterprise development. He highlighted that MSMEs can generate sustainable livelihood opportunities for youth, women, artisans, farmers and self-help groups. The governor emphasized that with better infrastructure, financial support, skill development, market connectivity, digital access, MSMEs can drive inclusive growth, strengthen the rural economy and contribute to the vision of Atmanirbhar Arunachal and Viksit Bharat. Chief Electoral Officer Pawan Kumar Sen today convened a state-level coordination meeting with representatives of political parties at Nirvachan Bhavan. The proceedings were attended by the Joint Chief Electoral Officer Likin Koyu and Deputy Chief Electoral Officer Shania Kayamije. The meeting was held in continuation of the previous meeting on the preparedness for the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls, conducted on 16 September 2025 and formed part of the recently announced Phase 3 activities of the Special Intensive Revision of Electoral Rolls. Minister for Education P.D. Sona today chaired the 9th Council meeting of Arunachal Pradesh State Higher Education Council at Itanagar to review higher education reforms and ongoing infrastructure development across the state. Sharing details of the meeting in a social media post, the minister informed that the meeting assessed progress under RUSA 1.0, RUSA 2.0 and PM USHA, with most projects completed or nearing completion, and reiterated key priorities, that is, updating institutional development plans, securing land possession certificates for all institutions and preparing institution-wise roadmaps aligned with NEP 2020. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.